Shalom Aleichem, we're up to Siman Taf Lamed in Orach Chaim, Laws of Pesach, that's 430. And our topic is the Shabbos before Pesach being known as Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. And the Mechaber tells us, Mepnei HaNeis Shana Asabo, because of the miracle that happened on that day. What exactly happened on that day? Mishneh Berurah Aleph. In the year that they were leaving Mitzrayim, the 10th of Nisan, 4 days before they would shecht the Korban Pesach, that day was Shabbos, and everybody followed Moshe's instructions, and they took the sheep that they have to take to watch and prepare for the Korban Pesach for 4 days, and they took it on that day. And the Mitzriim, who worshipped the sheep, saw what they were doing, asked what they were doing, and when the Jews said, we're going to shecht it, which was totally sacrilege against everything that the Mitzriim considered sacred, and these were their former slaves, of all people, to be offending them, v'haya shineyem kehos, and the Mitzriim were powerless to respond, al sheshochtem es Eloheihem, that they would be shechting what they considered divine, sacred. That miracle occurred on the 10th of Nisan, which was Shabbos that year, and therefore we celebrate Shabbos as Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. So there's a lot to unpack here. One of the most obvious things to unpack is that normally we commemorate dates based on the day of the month that it happened on the Jewish calendar. Chanukah is Chaf Hei Kislev. It really doesn't matter what day of the week it was. Why is it when it comes to Shabbos HaGadol, are we focused on Shabbos, the day of the week that it occurred? And I believe the explanation here has to do with the power of Shabbos. The boldness that the Jews displayed in going against Egyptian culture. This is their first mitzvah. They're stepping out of the local culture, the mindset of being obedient, a culture of slave servitude, answerable to the host country, and stepping forward and doing the mitzvah that they need to do. That's a me'ein olam haba type clarity. That's a Shabbos clarity, a taste of the world to come. And it really opens how we understand Torah and the lessons of Torah. One can say, how hard is it to take a sheep? Take a sheep, buy a sheep. What's the big deal? Go to the store, go to the farm. But if a person appreciates all of this and all of the nisyonos that anybody ever had, we're looking deeper into the emotional stress that the person would have had as they were choosing to do or not to do the mitzvah. There's a peer pressure from the local culture. There's a whole societal understanding of what you're supposed to be doing and how to conform. And we see this in our own lives all the time. How hard is it to keep kosher? It's really not hard. Big deal. But if you have an entire room, an entire company where everybody is eating the local fare, and this one Jew is not eating, there's a certain tension, a certain stress, a certain difficulty over there. Hopefully, he does fine in the situation and passes the test. But we only appreciate the test if we see it through the lens of the circumstances that the person in it was experiencing. Shabbos is what gives us that boldness, that clarity. There's a beautiful story of the Jews of Salonika. It was a port city, and for the most part, the Jews in the city were the porters, the schleppers. They would unload the boats, and they were big, burly people. And on Shabbos, they observed Shabbos, and the port city was closed because you couldn't operate without the porters, and they were all off, and they dressed in their Shabbos finest. There's an anecdote by a non-Jewish historian who passed through Salonika and described how the very people who he saw the day before unloading the boat and sweating and schlepping, and they're the workers, on Shabbos he saw them in the street, friendly, jovial, and wearing their Shabbos finest like princes. For a person to appreciate that their career, their way of making a living, is not them, the person is something greater. And to appreciate as a Jew that whatever his vocation, Shabbos is the real me. Those Jews of Salonika, interestingly, was the only recorded boat that was able to run the British blockade getting into what was then known as Palestine. The Royal Navy attempted to board the ship of these Salonikan Jews, and they didn't have arms, they didn't have cannon, but they came to the deck, these Salonikan Jews, burly fellows, with pipes and whatever metal they could muster. And it became clear to the Royal Navy that they were in for a fight that they did not want to get involved with. And they let it go. They let the ship go and reach Eretz Israel. There was a boldness and a clarity. And Shabbos is the key to that. And therefore we suggest that, sure, the date that it happened was the 10th of Nisan. But the 10th of Nisan wasn't the goreim, the cause. The 10th of Nisan was the date. What caused it was Shabbos. And therefore it's the Shabbos before Pesach that we commemorate as Shabbos HaGadol, the day of the miracle, and in a very personal way, the miracle of the Jews being able to step forward into their role as Klal Yisrael, as the Jewish people. The Rama writes, HaMinig lomar b'mincha ha-hagodo mitchilas avodim o-yinu ad l'chapar al kol avonoseinu. Custom is to recite, or at least to review, the section of the Haggadah after Manashtana, Avodim Hayinu, the description of the Exodus, until after Dayenu, before we go ahead and say the three things that they're actually in front of you, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. So until that point, the perspectives of the Haggadah we review on Shabbos HaGadol. The common custom is to say it. There is a dissenting opinion that says more to sight read it and review it. But either way, it's a focus of Shabbos HaGadol in addition to the drasha that we mentioned in the last session that's meant to prepare and be a rally point for the people in preparation for Shabbos, both emotionally and educationally. I'd like to add on a quick perspective over here. As we study the laws of Pesach, it's a halacha shir, so a person can naturally focus, and correctly so, on the details and the logistics. And it's important to also have perspective as to why we're doing this. Because if a person goes through the entire Pesach, all of the observances, but doesn't get the message, then something very dramatic has been missed. And the message is that Hashem is the master of the universe, and He chose us. The pasuk in Yeshaya, "Halo yadata im lo shamata," do you not know? Have you not heard? Elokei olam Hashem. Hashem is the God of the world. Borei, He's the creator. And when Hashem brought the 10 plagues on the Mitzrayim were the most advanced culture of the time. People today marvel from the perspective of the pyramids and other things that even today they're not quite sure how they leveraged all kinds of physics to create such large structures. This was the most advanced country of the world. In addition to what we see in the Psukim, that they knew whatever this kishuf, this witchcraft, whatever that is, they were familiar with that. They were considered the leaders. And Hashem, time after time, shows them that He's the master, He's the one who created the world, and it's done in front of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, to give us that absolute clarity that Hashem runs the world. And we're not busy with Mitzrayim today, we don't have the pyramids, and we don't have witchcraft, but the simple concept of bitachon, that if a person doesn't have money to pay his mortgage or rent, that he can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, must turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah to ask Him to provide, because Hashem runs everything. That clarity down to the very practical of our lives is the goal of Pesach. And to recognize that we went from Avdus to Chayrus, from slavery, in no logical way were we ever going free, to a place where Hashem redeemed us and escorted us to become an Am Segula, a treasured nation forever. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. For more information on the Shulchan Aruch Initiative by Teach 613, please visit us at www.teach613.org.